With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Thailand and Cambodia have signed an expanded ceasefire agreement during a ceremony this morning in Malaysia, attended by President Trump.
This agreement follows President Trump's threats of economic pressure. That pressure helped stop skirmishes along the disputed Cambodian-Thai border earlier this year. The ceremony marks President Trump's first event at the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur. Mr. Trump is using the trip to enhance his reputation as an international dealmaker.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A New Jersey police officer charged with misconduct after making personal stops instead of rushing to the scene of a reported shooting. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Prosecutors say Franklin Township Police Sergeant Kevin Bellaro did not quickly respond to and properly investigate reports of a shooting turned out to be a double homicide. Bellaro had been the on-duty officer on the evening of August 1st when police received 911 calls reporting gunshots and screaming in Pittstown. They say rather than responding quickly, the officer first drove to an ATM. They also say during the time he claimed to be investigating the shooting, he was already on his way to a pizzeria. Bob Agnew reporting.
J.P. Morgan Chase wants to stop paying millions in legal fees for two convicted fraudsters. The bank said in a court filing that Charlie Javis and Olivier Amar have racked up $115 million in legal fees. The bank says it shouldn't have to pay. Its agreement to shoulder the cost should end now. It had agreed to pay legal fees when it bought the two men's financial aid startup named Frank. Trick-or-treaters might get more fruity candy than chocolate in their Halloween handouts this year. That's because global cocoa prices have more than quadrupled between January of 2023 and this year. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen lead house churches, groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes. The USCIRF says, quote, with these arrests, the CCP once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. We call upon the U.S. government to pressure China until it releases all those who have been detained for practicing their faith. New York City schools suing over the U.S. Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions of dollars because of school policy supporting transgenderism. City officials argue that the department acted without the required notice or hearing. The Trump administration says policies allowing boys to play sports and use facilities set aside for girls violate Title IX. New York State's Education Commissioner recently ordered New York City schools in the suburbs to stop barring males from female bathrooms. This is SRN News. Is this seat taken?
Spanish police have arrested seven people suspected of stealing over 1,100 chairs from outdoor seating areas at restaurants and bars. The thefts occurred in Madrid and a nearby municipality over 2 months. The group, consisting of six men and a woman, targeted 18 establishments in August and September. Police estimate the stolen properties worth about $69,000. The suspects face charges of theft and belonging to a criminal organization. They allegedly resold the chairs in Spain, Morocco, and Romania. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, October the 26th. It's the 299th day of 2025. There are just 66 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1881, four lawmen, including Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday, exchanged gunfire with five outlaws, killing three of them at the shootout at the OK Corral. This is SRN News.